Welcome to Talks from the Bible. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Hebrews 2:3. Neglect brings disaster in all areas of human life. Opportunities are wasted simply by neglect. The most important issues of life can be ignored. A house can go into decay, and a harvest can rot in the field. A human soul can be lost for eternity because the salvation which is offered by God to all of humanity is simply neglected. And you will not come to me that you may have life. John 5:40. They had been invited, even persuaded, but would not come. You can lose your soul by neglect. The salvation of the soul is no trifle. Very careful concern needs to be given to our salvation. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. 1 Thessalonians 5:8. Our salvation should not be postponed for another time. One individual who heard the gospel preached and was even disturbed to the point of trembling responded with neglect, "Go thy way for this time. When I have a more convenient season, I will call for thee." Acts 24:25. The problem may well be that the convenient season never comes. This individual did not give due concern to the great truths which had been presented to him. By the time that the value is realized, the truth may well be beyond our reach. The most vital thought that the mind can entertain is the salvation of the soul. The salvation of God is a great salvation. Our greatest desire should be to save our soul, for the day of death creeps ever closer, and the judgment of God will come without interruption. An urgency was given by the preacher to the Roman church, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us cast off the works of darkness, let us put on the armor of light. Romans 13:11-12. Every neglected opportunity is a wasted opportunity, which may never return again. An individual in Scripture believed that he had many years. But God said unto him, "Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself, and is not rich toward God." Luke 12:20-21. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.